ABC Radio Australia.
Polygamy has deep roots in parts of Papua New Guinea, but the Prime Minister, James Marape, says the tradition is being twisted and is now fueling family breakdown and violence. He wants reform, even changes to the constitution, but critics say you can't legislate culture and banning polygamy won't solve violence against women. Polygamy is traditionally practiced across parts of Papua New Guinea, but Prime Minister James Marape says the practice is being abused in modern times.
A person that has more than one or two or three or four wives is not able to manage his family base well, and the person goes to a society that today many kids unmanaged, running around, doing almost nothing but havoc to a society.
PNG's Prime Minister says the traditional practice of a man having multiple wives is undermining women's safety. Mr. Marape says a legal reform is needed to address the problem and a solution could mean constitutional changes.
May go against our fifth. May go against our fifth constitutional preamble that says PNG ways. But sometimes we take our PNG way out of proportion. Maybe it's about time we look at polygamy in its fullest sense. What relevance is it saving our country today?
But one political expert believes the Prime Minister is taking the wrong approach in dealing with polygamy.
You can't legislate human behavior like marrying more than one wife. Legislation is usually not the answer to cultural issues. Usually it is education.
Dr. Joe Ketan is a Papua New Guinean academic, political scientist and social researcher known for his expertise in electoral politics and tribal dynamics. He says behavioral changes occur over time.
I don't see it eventuating soon. It might take years. Years of education and years of living within our means for polygamy to go away on its own.
He says polygamy is a custom in the Central Highlands region and was a norm accepted by many until the arrival of missionaries.
They encountered big men who were at the top of the social status with up to 10 wives to wait for the big man. Nowadays, there's no real reason for that except for our social status.
And those big men include parliamentarians and leaders across PNG, including within the Prime Minister's own cabinet. One of the four MPs that I reached out to has supported a call by Mr. Marape. He believes the traditional value of polygamy is no longer in existence. Sasindren Mutuvel is the governor for West New Britain province.
While you me respecting culture blow you me, tradition blow you me, where polygamy am once am serving purpose blow.
While we respect our culture and traditions, where polygamy once served the purpose of building clan alliances, protection of widows, or when we try to expand our family size, or even in large scale agricultural farming, at that time it was applicable. But today, in a more modern cash-driven PNG, it's very different. Now polygamy contributes to family breakdowns, jealousy, neglect, and violence, and information from a demographic and health survey shows clearly that close to 19 to 20%, or 1 in 5 married women in PNG, are in this type of polygamist union.
Close to 19 or 20%, close to 1 in 5.
Patricia Mamele is a human rights defender and works with women in the capital, Port Moresby. She's seen the impact of polygamy on communities.
Comes to family, it actually really breaks families. And then it escalates to like children being on the street, children being exposed to other things surrounding violence, which hasn't been addressed fully.
She says most families in the capital are affected by polygamy. However, banning it isn't the answer to ending violence against women.
The Prime Minister is trying to eradicate the polygamy. Is it really going to address the issue? Or it's just a band-aid? Sorry to say this, but is it just going to be like a just band-aid?
She is concerned government isn't serious about imposing harsher penalties on perpetrators who commit violence against women. And for the polygamy problem, Patricia Mamele wants better awareness before reforms are implemented.
Have we really gone out to all the provinces, to all the communities in NCD? Have we walked the street? Have we spoken about it? A lot of decisions are made in Parliament, and there's not a lot of awareness about it in the communities. Walk the streets and talk about it. Those politicians sitting there, go to your communities and talk to the people that, you know, we're going to do this in Parliament. Do you want it?
As for political expert Dr. Ketan, he wants deeper research into the practice of polygamy and how it has evolved so there can be better understanding of its place in society and its purpose. That is a story we'll be keeping an eye on as Prime Minister James Marape moves to put reforms in place to make polygamy illegal.